Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone is doing well. Wanted to share with you a quick thought. Last week I was by special holy rabbi called Rabbi Mordechai Scheinberger here in the Old City of Jerusalem, and he was talking about how when the Jewish people leaving Egypt, it's all about Da'at Hashem. The whole goal is to bring about God consciousness and God awareness. And it's interesting, the idea is that not only can we say even in Egypt, even in a place where there is darkness, that we can bring out God consciousness, but in a certain way, it's specifically and especially in a place like that we bring about God consciousness. I mean, think about it. If you can pull off a little bit of God awareness, a little bit of God consciousness, even in the most difficult of spaces, that's really the expression of God awareness and God consciousness, right? And that's really what the entirety of this world is all about. Say, all the Kabbalists and Hasidic teachers, and the Leshem expresses it very nicely, Beis Yaakov of Ishbitz expresses it beautifully, that specifically in the darkness is where we find the opportunity for the grandest light, right? Why? Because that's where the light has its expression. Right up next to the sun, okay, there's a light, and it's like that song, Blinded by the Light, and that's great, but you don't see the real power and expression of the sun except for when you're distant from the sun, right? And that's the key, really, to what we are doing here as human beings and as souls here in this realm, right? That our goal is to, what we are, is a ray of light, to be a ray off of the sun, an expression of God awareness, an expression of God clarity, expression of our higher side, here specifically in a space where it seems like things are not so conducive for our higher side. But that's exactly why they're super conducive for our higher side, because our higher side only has expression in a space which is not so high, only expresses itself truly in a space that's low. So how does this translate in our lives? It means that specifically through the struggles that we have and the obstacles that we face, it's specifically through those things that our true essence and nature and potential has the opportunity to be expressed, forced, and to manifest and to really truly show itself. There's an interesting piece of the Talmud which says that if you want to see, I forget the exact language, but something along the lines like this, if you want to see who a person really is, so there's three ways to do it. It's better in Hebrew, bikiso, bikoso, ubikaso, right? Which literally means in his pocket, in his wine goblet, and in his anger. What does that mean? Notice how the Talmud does not say, you want to see the person really is, you want to see that person's real potential, you want to see what they're really all about? Take them to this, go check him out when he's in the synagogue, go check him out when he's strapped up in tefillin and a talit, and he's sitting in a Jewish study hall, a yeshiva, Beit Midrash. No, it doesn't say that. The Talmud itself, the religious book, the Talmud, does not say that. Talmud says, if you want to see what the person's all about, catch them when things are not exactly going their way. Then you see where they're really holding. Are their higher traits truly being manifest in that moment? Are they able to contain the disharmony of that second in order to express and live out the higher traits that they profess to have and that people want to have? Right? And people's ritzonot, people's wants, people's desires are usually, for the good. But when you get put into the situation, then we see, can you really express those same traits that you profess to have and you profess to be good? Can you live those out in the reality of the moment? Right? And so that's why those things are said. Bikizo in your pocket. When you've been hit financially, how do you deal with that situation? When you had that glass of wine, when you had that extra glass of wine, right? When the person with a little bit of wine in them, like it says in the Talmud, Nichnas Yayin Yetziyasod, when the wine goes in to a person, the secret comes out of a person. So let's see what's really going on the inside after you have some wine, right? And also Picasso, also in a person's anger, meaning when a person has things that happening around them that don't go their way, when people around the person aren't doing in accordance with their will. So then how do we respond to that? How do we deal with that? Are we professing still? Are we still giving forth good traits? Or have we let all that go, right? So anyway, so it's specifically in the Mitzrayims of our lives, in the Egypts of our lives, in the darkness, in the struggles, it's specifically there that we can have the opportunity to bring out the holy aspect of ourselves, the higher aspect of ourselves. And so it's the same thing also in terms of the Jewish people in Egypt. Specifically there we bring out God awareness when we can go ahead and live forth and reflect godliness even in a space which does not seem all that godly. And of course that's the story of our lives. So we should be blessed to continue to recognize that that the world is created perfectly imperfect, and we are created perfectly imperfect, and to live out a little bit of our higher perfect side even here in this perfectly set up imperfect world. My friends, have yourselves a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you for listening to the Chassidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.